This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Noelle Lim. We're speaking with Chow Pui Hee, the Managing Director of Sam Aden, a company engaged in engineering, procurement, construction and commissioning of solar PV systems on rooftops and solar power plants as well as biogas plants. Sam Aden is en route to be listed on the ACE market on 15 October. It is seeking to raise 29 million ringgit from its IPO, which has been oversubscribed by about 56 times. Pui Hee, thank you for joining us. To date, your largest solar project is about 50 megawatts in Malaysia. To put this into perspective, the largest solar farms in the world are like 500 megawatts. How big is your ambition for Sam Aden?
For Sam Aden, for sure, we wanted to put up as large as possible. But this is subjected to the governments because that all these solar power plants need to get approval from the governments in order to connect to the grid. Under the approvals by the governments, by Suruhanjaya Tenaga, they are launching like the large-scale solar program. So our successful just closed tender in last month. The largest capacity allowed for the large-scale solar plant in Malaysia is actually 50 megawatts.
For now, you are tendering to build 10 to 30 megawatts capacity under package one of the large-scale solar at Mentari project. And when do you plan to play with the big boys like TNB, Malakoff and YTL when it comes to tendering for the LSS projects?
It's not now. Definitely it's not now.
Is it 5 years later, 10 years later?
That is really depends on the dynamic of the market and dynamic of the industry. It's really the opportunity arise that for sure we have the big dream.
Do you think is it because the government would tend to favour Malakoff, TNB, YTL simply because they are the bigger companies, they have good balance sheets? Is that why you think the opportunity doesn't come so soon?
These people probably is our customer, probably is our partners, future partners.
But you don't see yourself going alone, tendering on your own?
At the moment, we don't have this plan yet at the moment.
Not at the moment, but maybe in 10 years' time, 5 years' time. Because investors, when they invest in you, they want to know what is your plan, how ambitious you are.
So that's why you also need to get a bit of time for us to develop our internal targets and future plans.
So maybe 10 years' time, realistically?
Hopefully.
Meanwhile, what is next for Sam Aden?
So we will continue to participate in the tender for large-scale solar power projects as well as the rooftop solar PV system projects under the Net Energy Metering Scheme and Cell Consumption Scheme. And actually, for our group itself, we are not only focusing on the solar PV only. Actually, we intend to build own and biogas power plant at Kelantan. So that is one of our moving forward program. So, and also subsequently, also we are thinking to have also participation in the large-scale solar 4 program, become a core project developer to have a 12 megawatt solar PV plant in Sungai Petani, Kedah. So, and moving forward, actually, for sure, is the business expansions to build up more rooftop solar system across Malaysia, Penang and southern and the northern part of Malaysia, and as well as the East Malaysia as well. And we also plan to move to overseas. The first target that we have got and one is Vietnam.
Would Sam Aden want to become a full-fledged asset manager and operator and investor of a solar plant?
That is one of our plan, but at the moment, our core business is still the EPCC, engineering, procurement, construction, and commissioning contractors. And for the asset owners, it's on our future plans. So we are starting with a small asset owning first. At the moment that just that you have to own the power, solar PV power plants, actually is wanted to follow the so-called the tender that opened by Malaysia governments. So the last tender was actually for the large scale solar is closed last month. So we managed to submit 112 megawatt projects for the large scale solar. So by next year, we are hopefully that government continue to launch large scale solar 5 projects. Then for sure, we're going to participate if we have a suitable land or suitable location.
There are a lot of players in your space, right? Solar Vest, Plus Solar. How would a client decide, right, which installer to go to? They would also have relationships with suppliers. And also they're probably getting tier one panels as well.
Ultimately, it's also the choice of the clients. For our side, that we will provide the best service and the best supplies and the best pricing to the client to choose. But whether the client wanted to choose you or don't choose is up to their preference. So for us, that with other peers, that actually for us, that with other peers such as SolarBest and PlusSolar, they are our peers in the industry. And we actually grow the industry together. So, and in terms of the cake of Malaysia, actually is big enough to be digested for these few parties or more parties.
But it can't be you just submit and pray, right, to get a project.
Ola, actually, it's not that. It depends on which projects. For example, like you talk about the large scale solar projects. So why we are able to secure some large scale solar 1 or large scale solar 2 projects in actually is that the front end engineering and that we have provide to them and assist them to do the bid submissions. So, and then it's carry a value to us that when the project developer, they have secured the project from the Suruhanjaya Hanjaya Tenaga, then we actually, we have the first right to become their EPCC. So we also the independent checking engineer for the financial institutions that the so-called financial institution to provide the project financing to the other project developer.
Now that oil prices are so low, might the government become less aggressive in pushing for the use of solar?
A lot of people asking this. For me, my own opinion is irrelevant. Malaysia, then why government wanted to push renewable energy? Because on the environmental point of view, that they wanted to increase the renewable energy mix in our energy generations. So that is actually is in line with the global's other countries, the pledge to increase the RE mix.
On The Breakfast Grill, we're speaking to Chow Pui Hee, the Managing Director of Sam Aden, an engineering, procurement, construction and commissioning company in solar PV systems, solar power plants, as well as biogas plants. Sam Aden is going to be listed on the ACE markets on 15 October. We'll discuss their plans for Vietnam.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Welcome back. I'm speaking with Chow Pui Hee, the Managing Director of Sam Aden. Vietnam is interesting because the government's master plan is to increase energy supply from solar power to 12 gigawatts by 2030. So you are venturing into Vietnam. Why would you succeed?
Why that we choose Vietnam is actually that there is a very positive outlook at Vietnam's side. They are also shortage of electricity. They started late from Malaysia, but they built a larger power plant compared to Malaysia in a very short period. So now they also in Vietnam itself that they have changed their so-called their policy to put more focus on the rooftop solar PV system in coming years. Previously, they're doing is they injected a lot of large-scale solar farm to the grid that affected the grid line. That's why now they have to change a bit on their models and put more on the rooftop.
But there will be competition, right? There will be other installers coming into the market. So how many megawatts capacity are you hoping to install to really make a dent in the Vietnamese market?
It's, if you compare to all the local installer, probably they are doing 1 year, only 1-2 megawatts, versus that we are coming in with the suppliers that we are buying 10 mega or 20 mega a year. So that actually the so-called the business relationship or the pricing side and the payment type is definitely there is some benefits on it. All our project, we are using the so-called the first tier of the solar panels, because even solar panels manufacturers globally, they have the bankability, the review on the global, that the bankability of the panels and the ranking of the panels, and could come in the first tier, second tier, tier one, tier two. So for Sam Aiden project, actually we only using the first tier solar panels.
What I understand is Vietnam's aggressive push into renewable energy is in part due to the free trade agreements like the European Union FTA and the CPTPP that it had signed, which obliged it to bump up renewable energy sources, and also the fact that Vietnam's energy grid needs to be upgraded. Due to the European Union FTA that was signed, does it mean that European installers might actually have an advantage over Malaysian players like yourself?
Based on our information, our market information in European in Vietnam market, we didn't see that there is any advantages of all this of these European installer over there. Competition is not only coming from European. Actually, there is other countries also coming to Vietnam as well.
Which also, that's why I was wondering, how strong is your competitive advantage? Because foreign players also have experience. They would also have, you know, strong relationships with their suppliers because they would have been in business in their own home country.
We are not really wanted to capture the whole market share in Vietnam, but the cake is very huge. So we just capture a small slice, actually, for us, that as a Malaysian enter to overseas markets, actually, for us, is within our mean.
If Malaysia signed up to the Trans Partnership Agreements, would it need to likewise increase its renewable energy sources, and that would be a boost for solar installers or operators like yourself?
Actually, I've got no comment on this. Actually, this is very, very subjective, and it's upon the signing or during the signing or so. But if really can bring up the industry, which is we are looking forward, because that we actually is doing something for the environment.
Do you foresee in maybe 5 years' time, your revenue from Vietnam may be almost the same as Malaysia or even more?
That is one is my hope. But is that one need to foresee is very difficult. Mm. It's actually, as I explained, the markets, the industry actually is very, very dynamic. So that's why that it can be more, it can be, but that really depends on the situations and on the
opportunity. Is it more dynamic than Malaysia?
I think globally it's the same, that the dynamic is there. Is the changes and all this policy and all this the solar system technologies, and it's also very, very dynamic. Because that the whole ultimate aim is actually is wanted to reduce the so-called the cost of the so-called system, in order that we have the cost of the green energy become parity or compatible that they're using of fossil fuel energy generation.
What about Thailand? They also have quite an aggressive target. I think they're targeting for more than 25% of electricity from renewable energy sources by 2037. And it's also about 18 gigawatts that they are wanting to add. I'm wondering, is Thailand interesting to you?
Definitely, there is an opportunity. We are interested. So Thailand, yes, is very interesting market. And actually, but for them, solar PV power plants as a renewable energy is still not the majority at the moment. So in Thailand, that's why now actually they have a lot of the biomass renewable energy power plants and as well as biogas renewable energy power plant is there a difference of a RE power plant over Thailand's? If have an opportunity that we will explore the market over there and actually will have we'll try to have some project over there if have opportunity arise.
Why do you choose to go into Vietnam first before Thailand?
Actually, also opportunity arise now. Actually, we have some Malaysian friend that actually have doing business. Actually, there is a businesses in Vietnam. Our team went there for last year, and actually we explore the markets over there and find that actually the entry is not difficult, and also the receptions of Malaysian to Vietnam is quite welcome. So that's why our decision that we first, as a first move, venturing outside of the Malaysia, we choose Vietnam.
Would it make sense in the long term to eventually sell out and be part of a bigger international solar EPCC so that you can unlock the value of your business, not just shareholder value, but also allow your talent to work on bigger projects?
Yes, if have this opportunity, for sure that we intend to do it. And actually that we are also on others' renewable energy and also environmental works. So we may integrate all these things together then to unlock the things that we can become international players.
And maybe that might mean merging with a strong local partner in another country?
If we find the right partners or if we find the opportunities.
What might be an obstacle in getting into such a partnership?
Is this similar to getting a boyfriend or getting your husband, that you get a partner that probably we need to understand each party well, and we have to start for, let's just say, start of dating and collaborate with a small project first or small project first in order to understand the both sides, then before go into a relationship, to go engage or get married. It's actually to build a relationship or find a right partners actually is not that easy.
Well, speaking about husband, the business was actually started by your father and husband. Your father subsequently transferred his shares to you and you became managing director and boss, while your husband is executive director. Why is this the best arrangement for you and your husband?
Sam Aiden, the business idea was initiated by myself. Then that's why at the point of time that when they set up the Sam Aiden's, it's not in the operations of Sam Aiden's. It's just that my father and my husband looking at that time, there is an opportunity on doing the installers of the residential houses. Because the time is just the starting of the feed-in tariff, then a lot of small company set up at the point of time and they wanted to build some projects on the rooftop solar. Primarily, that company set made in the time setup is actually, it's just meant for some of the houses of my father's friends or my husband's friends. Is that purpose only. So, subsequently in year 2014, I'm actually tired working in corporate other company. That's why I resigned from my previous job and joined Sam Aiden full time to run the company. My father's actually is very, very, he never involved in the operations. Mr. Fong, at that point of time, also is more to the administrations of the operations of the companies. Running a company, grow the companies, was started by myself after 2014 and with bringing in the businesses and also ensure the completion of the projects. It's in short that I'm growth the companies. That's why that we have the arrangements of the I'm the managing director.
Thank you for speaking with us and all the best for the IPO. Chow Pui Hee, the managing director of Sam Aiden. I'm Noelle Lim on BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.